Hello and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here with episode 52 of Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. And today, the topic that I want to discuss is building relationships. And I like to say that relationships are everything. And I want to tell you that even introverts can make this work. How do I know? I'm an introvert. People who know me are always surprised when I say that I identify as an introvert, not an ambivert, but a true introvert. I really like my own company. I can spend extended periods of time by myself. I have so many things I'm interested in. I like meeting with people, but I don't go out of my way to do it. It isn't natural or the most comfortable thing for me. When I started my business 15 years ago next month, I wanted to be successful. I wanted to achieve my goals and dreams. I soon realized I was going to have to connect with people. And I felt a little down. I thought, what am I going to do? I'm an introvert. It's not comfortable for me to connect with people and have lots of friends. I always liked having a friend growing up. And even as an adult, I like having a friend who's a social butterfly, male or female, someone that just loves to socialize, has so many friends, too many friends to count, and brings me along for the ride, because that way, by connection, I have lots of friends as well, even though I'm not the primary friend. Online, it was a different story. So I'm going to tell you the story of three different people that I've connected with over the years and how this has worked. So I'm going to share the most recent one today with you. And this is what I wrote in my last communication to my community. I said, I had the most wonderful call with Niranjan Pradham this morning. You may be familiar with his gorgeous designs, and I have purchased some of them as well. Niranjan reached out to me a few days ago, and after we wrote back and forth for a few minutes, it turned out that we had both people and interest in common. Now we're planning to launch something exciting together in the near future. The reason I'm sharing this story with you is because I want to emphasize the importance of building relationships online. Even though I'm an introvert, I work on this skill every single day. And this morning was a reminder to me to reach out to people that I don't think I have anything in common with, because that is seldom the case. Niranjan reached out to me because my name had come up in something he was reading. Now I'm on a quest to reach out to more people I don't know much about to see what is possible. So that's what I wrote. So I had purchased some designs from, not directly from Niranjan in the past, but I had done it through an affiliate link through someone named Sean Hansen. She's another person I'm going to tell you about today. And Sean also creates gorgeous designs, and I love her bonuses. When you buy a package, you get a bonus from her many times. And so I had purchased two, maybe three different packages through Sean's affiliate link, received her bonus as well as the designs created by Niranjan. And I love them, but other than that, I had never reached out to him. I had never emailed him, nothing like that. I'd never seen him on a video, so I didn't know what he looked like or anything. I looked at the bottom of his emails. I knew that he lives over in India, and so halfway around the world from me in California in the United States, and I just knew that I respected the kind of work he was doing. So when I saw on Facebook Messenger that he had written and he said he'd like to connect with me, and I can't remember exactly what he said. He wanted to connect with me and just see, you know, what we could do together, something like that. I wrote back, and we wrote back and forth. You know, we had a little bit of conversation on Facebook Messenger, and he said he'd like to have a call with me. And I said, fine, we figured out the time zone difference. He's 13 and a half hours later in the day than I am. And we set up a time for this morning. It was Friday morning then. It was going to be at 10 o'clock my time, and that would be 11:30 p.m. his time. And so we did that. And the very last thing that I wrote to him when we were going back and forth for 5 to 10 minutes or so 2 days ago was I said, you know, I do have some of your designs. I've obtained them by buying through Sean Hansen's affiliate link so I could receive her designs as bonuses as well. And he wrote back and he says, Sean is one of my best friends online. So all of a sudden, we had something in common. So look for that commonality with someone. That will make a very big difference with what you're doing. And so I didn't think much of it. I didn't write to Sean or contact her in any way to say that he had reached out to me. It didn't seem necessary or, you know, information that would be interesting to be sharing or anything. So then we had the call, and it was fantastic. We were on our call for almost 2 hours. Now, this is someone that I do not know, and basically he doesn't know me. He saw my name and read something I had written, and, you know, that was it. But we have many things in common. So here he is, someone probably 10 to 15 years younger than I am, who lives in India, who is a graphic design master in my mind, because I don't do graphics. So when I see something like what he does, because I see a lot of people's designs, I see a lot of graphics. And when I see what he does, it's different from anything anybody else does. And so I also told him that. I told him that he was a disruptor. I said that when he came into the online space and when he started creating designs, that all of a sudden everyone else had to take a step back and think about what they were doing and say, I'm going to have to step up my game. And that's so important. And Sean Hansen, I believe, is the only other person doing designs of that caliber. Now, remember, this is just my opinion, and I don't intend to swell anyone's head or hurt anyone's feelings. It's just my feeling, my belief, my perception of the designs that are created by at least 50 people that I know of. So anyway, we had our conversation. We talked about everything. We talked about what he used to do. He was an engineer. He was trained as an engineer, and he also does software design and development and just so many interesting things. I told him about being a classroom teacher, about working in real estate, and then we got round to the online world and what we could do together. So it's so important that we – and the only thing is I can't believe that he reached out to me, and I never, ever would have thought of reaching out to him. And that's my goal. It's what I teach the people I mentor, to reach out to someone every single day. And I do that, but I see today I have to widen and expand my thinking and my reach to reach out to people that I know very little about and don't even think I have anything in common with them personally or business-wise, because that's seldom the case, like I wrote in the message I just shared with you. So that's the first person. The next person I'm going to share with you is Norma Essler. I adore Norma. I met her first in an online group. It was a type of a mastermind where we would go once a week for an hour, and I would be there once or twice a month. And because once a week, it was too much for my schedule. My schedule is busy in the mornings especially. I don't know how often she was there, but when I was there, she was there. And she always had a big smile because we were on Zoom, so you could see everybody unless they chose not to show their camera. And she had a big smile and just always seemed so happy. And she'd always write in the chat, you know, hello to me, and I'd write hello back. And then when it was our time to talk, because the lady leading the group would talk and share some ideas, and then we would talk, then I would mention something that I had read in Norma's email or something I had seen her doing on social media. And so I began to connect with her in that way. And one day, so I don't know, 3 months or so went by. And one day I wrote in the chat, I said, let's have a call. Would you like to do that? You want to have a call? And she wrote back right away, because you can do it privately in the chat. And she said, yes, let's do it. So I don't remember the details of how we arranged it, but sure enough, we were on a call in just a few days. And again, wonderful. This is someone that lives in Canada. Someone who's been online since before the year 2000. Since the 1990s, she has been doing things online. She was doing things with homeschool families and just a variety of things before she came to what she's doing now. She has a private label rights content store and all kinds of things. And she knows so much about technology, just a wealth of knowledge and information. And so our calls led to more calls. The first couple led to more. And finally, we discussed the possibility of working together, of teaching a course together. And now, since fall of 2020, we've been teaching a course called How to Profit with E-Courses. www.tonyreagan.com if you want to take a look at it. And sure enough, boy, she has fantastic information that she shares. And we did so well with it in the fall of 2020, we're doing season two in the spring of 2021. That's coming up in about 7 weeks from when I'm talking today, which is February 26, 2021. So we're at the end of the second month of this new decade. And this is someone else that I look forward to speaking with her. We speak every couple of weeks while we're planning the class. When we're teaching the class, we speak every week. That's something I haven't done with anyone else. And when I'm doing classes by myself, which is the majority of the time, then there is no one else to talk to in terms of deciding how to prepare the lessons to teach the people that come aboard. I do that all by myself because, again, as an introvert, that feels much more natural to me. The third person I'm going to tell you about is Sean Hansen that I mentioned earlier, someone that Niranjan has known for several years. And with Sean, I first met her in person. You may know someone named Dennis Becker, and I've been connected with Dennis Becker since the spring of 2009. I'm thinking back. And the way I connected with him is someone I was mentoring at the time who has since left the online space. I'm always sad when someone leaves the online space. It's such a wonderful place to be. And she had introduced me to him, and so I bought a simple product, an inexpensive product, maybe $10 or $20, and I was on his list. And one day, about 6 months later, so here we are in September of 2009, he sent out an email, and he said, right now, I'm in Austin, Texas, at a very exclusive marketing event. And he was telling a little bit about it. Well, I was at the same event. I hit reply to that email the first time I ever contacted him, and I said, I'm in Austin at the same event. Where are you sitting? I'd love to meet you. And so he told me, he wrote back, and the next morning, where people are going through to get coffee and pastries and various things in the morning before the sessions begin, that's when we met. Dennis is even more of an introvert than I am, but we still had a very nice, albeit short, conversation. And I told him it was so wonderful to meet him, and he said, thank you for writing to me. I'm so glad to connect with somebody that is here also that I don't know who's on my list. And that was the beginning of what turned out to be a friendship that continues to this day. So here we are in 2021, what is it, 11 and a half years later. So at one of Dennis's events, so he does events like I do. He was doing them in Las Vegas. I was doing them in Los Angeles. I don't know what we'll return to by the end of 2021 or beginning of 2022, but that was how we were doing it. And I attended his event, and he had invited Sean Hansen to come to the event and to kind of interview all of us that were speaking or attending, and I was a speaker, and she had already sent me a form to fill out because she was going to put together a book that was going to tell about the speakers and what they spoke about and people attending the event and what they thought and what they were doing. And so that was my first connection with her. And I could see that she wasn't, I don't know if she identifies as an introvert, but she's someone that really enjoys being with people, but she's not the life of the party. She takes a step back. She's a little more reserved, perhaps. And so we had time over 4 days that we were there together, that we talked, and that's how I built that relationship. Well, fast forward to 2021, and Sean is an integral part of my business. She helps me with so many things, too many things to take up time now to talk about. But I have told her regularly, and I mean this sincerely, I cannot run the business that I have without your help. And that's, I mean, I don't know how much more flattery you can give to a person other than to tell them something like that when it's 110% true. So in all of these cases, these are people that I could have reached out to. I finally connected with them, and my life and my business are better because of it. So I want you to think about relationships and remember what I say, relationships are everything. And even introverts can do this very, very well. Start in your community, reach out to someone. Something that I do, and I've gone off off and on with doing this, but I think now I'm going to do it all the time. I send cards to people, even if they're next door. I put a stamp on it and put it in the mail. I send cards for all occasions. So usually people send a card at Christmas, for Christmas or another winter holiday, and that's about it. They might send a birthday card if they know you and know your birthday. But so far, let me see. I did Christmas cards. I did Hanukkah cards. I did Peace on Earth, which is kind of a New Year's card. That was the theme I was thinking of. Then I did Valentine's Day cards. I'm now getting ready to send St. Patrick's Day cards. I've already sent a few of those. And I do this throughout the year. Now, I don't send everyone every card. It's more fun to mix it up a little bit. So this year, if I sent people a Valentine, I won't send them a St. Patrick's Day card and vice versa. But give that a try because, yes, it's extra effort. You have to find their address. Pretty easy to find a mailing address, either at the bottom of someone's email or to Google them, and you can find out an address. For me, it's pretty easy to find my P.O. Box in Santa Barbara, P.O. Box 3295, Santa Barbara, California, 93130-3295. So it's easy to do that, and you have to write a sentence or two, that's all. I don't write a paragraph. I don't write a book. Instead, I'm just writing a little something to them so they know that it really came from my heart, that I really am sincere at what I'm writing and what I'm sending. Then I address it in my writing. So that's why there are companies that send out cards for you. I don't care for those. It's too impersonal for me. So instead, I want you to address it. I want you to put in their name, their mailing address. I even look up their zip code plus four. Takes me another minute or two, but it's part of the experience because I'm doing this as much for me as I am for the other person, as it is with everything we do in life. Or I won't use the word should, but it's better if it's for both people. Wouldn't you agree? Then I write my return address. I usually do not put an address sticker. I usually am writing it in. If it's going out of the U.S., I make sure to put U.S. underneath my address and then the appropriate stamp. Sometimes it's a holiday stamp. Sometimes it's a love stamp. Sometimes it's a U.S. flag. If it's going out of the country, then it's an international stamp, and they have different ones at different times. When you find an international stamp that you love, buy a bunch of them because when you go back, they may have a different one. That's been my experience. So I want you to take this with the love that I'm sending it to you with. Relationships are everything. Build those relationships and see how your perspective on life changes. It improves, it increases, and see how your business grows. That's a wonderful extra benefit to connecting with other people. And don't ask why. When I've worked with clients in my various programs, I have a mentor program, I have consulting programs, they want to know, well, what can this person do for me? That's the last question you want to even think about, let alone ask. Ask what you could do to serve that person. What's something that you could do to help them? Maybe you would just share their latest blog post or become their affiliate, something like that. Because if you do it with that attitude, you won't always be looking to take. Look to give instead. It's a lot more profitable, and it's a lot more joyous, I'll tell you that much. All right, this is Connie Reagan Green from Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. Be sure to connect with me on Twitter. I'm Connie Green. And go to one of my sites I usually don't send people to. It's called MondayMorningMellow.com. Or look me up on Medium. I'm Connie Reagan Green there. It's wonderful to be connected with you, and I'll see you next time.